Good evening.
Yesterday was an election day. Some of you, this might be the first time you've heard that announcement. Others might have heard, but really didn't understand everything that was to be voted on. I know many times in my past, there were events that I was not even aware of, and then I overheard somebody to say that there was such a time, only to find out I knew nothing about the issues. But when we stop to think about those that we vote for, we have to determine who we want to represent us, what kinds of changes or not we want to take place in our community, our state, or perhaps even our nation. And it helps to know a little bit about the people or the topics that we want to address. Certainly, we need wisdom to put the right person in the right place and at the right time. I believe you'll remember a man by the name of Solomon was the wisest man that ever lived. He received such wisdom because he asked it of God. And no one is wiser than God, and God certainly gave that to him. And you could read all about that in the book of 1 Kings in chapter 3. But there was something that Solomon had written concerning his observations regarding elections and certain things that I believe is still evident for us today, and I would like for us to take a look at. If you would please turn with me to the book of Proverbs and look at chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. Here in verse 2, notice what Solomon had written. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when a wicked man rules, the people groan. Then look at one chapter earlier. In Proverbs chapter 28, there in verse 12. Earlier he said, when the righteous rejoice, there is great glory. But when the wicked arise, men hide themselves. I think that you can see a correlation between the two. What happens when a godly person has a certain position of authority? How do the people respond? On the other hand, what happens if an ungodly person does? Well, I'm sure if we were to read throughout the Kings and the Chronicles, we would find good examples of both. But yet, there is one book that tells us perhaps the best example of all. Remember what happened as King Ahasuerus was looking for a new queen? Remember, Esther was the one that was chosen. Esther, unknown to some to be a Jew, became to be queen. And as a result, Mordecai wanted to have a good influence with her help. And as Mordecai did good things, Haman, you'll recall, became jealous and thus wanted to have all Jews to be killed. Mordecai had found out about this plan, and we're told soon after in chapter 4 and verse 3 of the book of Esther that soon there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. Because of the influence of one person, a great number of people were very sad, knowing that trouble was soon to come. But as Mordecai found out, he told Esther what was taking place, and Esther, you'll remember, risked her own life to appear before the king and plead on behalf of her people. Naturally, the king accepted her by placing out the golden scepter, and thus the lives of herself and her people were spared. When it was later told the king what Mordecai had done and found out nothing had been done to honor him, we're told later in Esther chapter 8, beginning in verse 15, that something was done for Mordecai, and also the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. The Jews had lied in gladness, joy, and honor. Can we say that about perhaps our issues even today? Whether they be our own lives, personally, in our communities, in our state, or even our entire nation, if the right person is in the right place at the right time, there is reason to rejoice. But similarly, if the wrong person is in this place, many people, in fact, do groan. You see, it should be all our responsibilities to do our best, to be the kind of godly citizen we need to be, and to make a wise choice as to who will rule over us. We need to keep God in charge, not just man. When the children of Israel began to demand a king, simply because all the other nations had one and they wanted to be like them, rightfully so, Samuel was displeased. And when he cried out to God, you remember what he told him? In 1 Samuel chapter 8 and verse 7, he says, "They have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them." We need to remember that it should always be God who is in charge, and not just a man. I believe, as Joshua said it best, his words still ring true today. In Joshua chapter 24 and in verse 15, he wrote this, "If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I hope and pray that that is always our statement, that we will always serve the Lord. This evening we're about to sing a song of encouragement. If there be one tonight that needs to respond to the invitation, if you need to begin serving the Lord by putting the life of Christ on you in baptism, if you're not living as you should and wish to repent and come home, we encourage you to come as together we stand and sing.